no way that you make it. And maybe you can fake it, but you're never gonna make it. Aren't you just gonna take that? Make them take it all back. Don't tell me you believe that. Aren't you just gonna take that? Or will you fucking fight back? You ain't never ever gonna break it. You can never beat them and they're better than you face it. Thinking that they give a damn, you're not thinking straight, kid. No, they don't give a damn, you got what I'm saying? I'm not fucking playing, I'll give it to you straight, man. There's too many others and you're not that great, man. Stop what you're saying, stop what you're making. Everybody here knows that you just fake it.
Hello and welcome to the Whiskey Tangent Podcasts. Whiskey Madness 2024, the road to the final pour, and at long last, we have finally come to our epic journey's end. I'm Scott, and joining me as always is Ed.
Oh, yeah.
And to this year, completing his zebra striping obligations, Sherpa Gabe.
Pay me now.
And so here it is. Only four whiskeys remain from the original 18, one from each proofing bracket, who are positively breathing fire, just waiting to battle each other in the enticing environs of the Whiskey Tangent Arena. First, we'll do the two matchups in the semifinals, which will leave just two whiskeys, and we'll set up the definitive tasting championship showdown that we call the final pour. And Ed's here to remind us about the four whiskeys competing tonight in these penultimate and ultimate rounds to determine which singular expression will finally make their Whiskey Madness wishes come true.
Yes, Scott, thanks so much. And so we have four whiskeys to taste right now in this round, the 80 proof bracket winner and the 90 proof bracket winner. And they are, from the 80 proof bracket, the second seed, the Kinsey Cabernet Cask Whiskey from New Liberty Distillery in our own very close and near Philadelphia. Go down to Philadelphia and drink some whiskey. And then the 90 proof winner, the Weller 12 year bourbon. Different mash bills here. We have 100% corn mash bill from the Kinsey, a 70% corn mash bill from the Weller. Proof is 90 and 86, so not that far apart.
No.
They're very, really close.
Yeah.
And then in the 100 proof bracket versus the 110 proof bracket, we have the Remus Repeal Reserve Series 7, the top seed, against Old Carter Batch 11 Rye, the top seed in the 110 proof bracket. These guys are hard hitters, and it's going to be interesting. Interesting for sure. But we're going to start off with the 80 and 90 proof winners. So it's going to be the Weller 12 year bourbon versus the Kinsey Cabernet Cask whiskey, and Gabe has poured.
Yep. We're getting right into it.
Yeah.
Lay them on us, baby.
It's time for tip-off.
As always, for quality control and supervision, Siobhan is in the house. She is taking some photos, and she is making sure that we check our list and check it twice.
And we're well hydrated.
She's like the whiskey Santa Claus, everybody. And she knows that I'm on the naughty list. And just by smelling them, I know which ones they are.
I'm counting this as an episode.
Just you were mentioned.
Everybody know. Thank you.
Woo, we've had a lot to drink already.
She doesn't like when Gabe gets too far ahead of her.
That's debatable.
I will say, though, Siobhan, you still hold the highest number of numbered episodes. You are one ahead of Gabe.
And Gabe has walked out of the
building. Gabe has left the building.
Okay, so where do we leave off? What do I got to do?
Nothing quite yet. We're still tasting A and B.
Okay.
They couldn't be more different, Scott.
They couldn't be more different? Is that a hint?
Yeah. They couldn't be more different. No, they just could be different.
So this is the 100 versus 110?
No, the 80 versus 90.
All right. You're going to chop my head.
It's our first time in the booth.
This is an abandoned booth, sir. No dead air.
You say abandoned, but I think you took it over. I think it was a coup.
Well, he just dropped his head.
Oh. Yeah, he did. He did. You're right. He did.
By his position.
I don't remember these tasting this way. Is my palate off a little, maybe?
They're very different, though, from each other.
They're different from each other, absolutely.
I will tell you that they both taste just as hot.
That's what she said. All right, I'm going to hand this back over. Somebody wants to return to their duties.
You said duty. We're like children. Oh, A tastes a little weird, a little sour almost. Hold on. I'm going to cleanse my palate.
It's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the two of these shouldn't be very similar in taste. I think you would know what these finishes are.
They're very different.
The real question should be, what is going to taste better in your mouth tonight?
Oh, Ed has already made his decision. Quick.
Yeah, they're both really good, but one is just cleaner and crisper.
Have you dropped water in these? I know Scott's still making his decision.
They're 80 and 90. I didn't feel necessary.
Yeah. You know, of course, I like both of these, and I think I know which one is which, but that's not what's making my decision. What's making my decision is one tastes really sour to me, and it's not really hitting me, I think, like it hit me in the previous rounds.
It could be just how we're coming into it now, or it could be the way it plays off the other one.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, I won't force your decision, but the one finish
I switched her
tends to have that feeling about it. If you're not in the mood for that kind of bourbon.
We finished off the second half of the last round, so we've already had quite a few beverages. So maybe that's...
I have the decision in my hand.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That was... Thank you, God.
I'm going to put like echo behind that. It sounds like otherworldly. Yeah, like a boom.
And it is... Unanimous.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We both chose B.
Yes, you did.
And B was...
The Weller.
The Weller.
The Weller 12 has snuck past decisively the Kinsey Cabernet Cast finish.
Now, what did it against the Kinsey?
Well, like I said, it just came off a little sour. I think it was
the wine finish, which didn't play off well with the Weller.
Yep.
Because I took my first sip and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good. And then I went to the Weller, evidently, because that was B.
You went to the well.
And then I went back to the Kinsey is when I started getting the sour finish.
Yes. I've had these wine cask finishes before. They're not bad, but they're not something you want to hit all night.
But I don't think they're meant to play off another additional bourbon.
Yeah, no. They're not. They're supposed to be singular expressions unto themselves. Right.
This is like the Caval. This is like
the Cairo.
The Cairo is like the Jack Daniel's Triple Mash. Mm-hmm. It's something that's supposed to be enjoyed in its single uniqueness. And when you throw it against something that's more traditional, I think some of it kind of starts to play a little different in your mouth.
But you're also right that the finish of the Weller is just so delicious and smooth. There's no off notes or anything.
Right. Yeah, if we go back to the beginning of bourbon, the Weller is how bourbon's supposed to taste.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So that was quick. Yeah. We didn't take any time for that.
No.
I didn't need additional taste or anything. So
no, that's perfectly
fine.
We're
going to clean our glasses. We're going to be back with the second matchup of this round, the 100 proof versus the 110 proof, which is the Remus Repeal Reserve Series 7 going against the Mammoth Old Carter Unicorn Batch 11 Rye. Take it slow, and we gonna make it out this hole, and ain't nobody stopping us, no. So watch me as I go, watch me as I grow, and we ain't gonna take it slow, and we gonna make it out this hole, and ain't nobody stopping us, no. So watch me as I go, watch me as I grow, yeah, I'm the fucking shit. And we're back here with the 100 versus 110 proof semifinals, the Old Carter Batch 11 Rye, the number one seed, versus the Remus Repeal Reserve Series 7.
Yeah.
Also the number one seed.
Yeah, two number ones going against each other.
It's very traditional. We had 3 out of 4 number ones in the final, which I don't know that we've had that many.
No, I don't think we have.
Yeah, and then number two. It hasn't been a real big upset tournament.
Yeah, over the 5 years that we've been doing this, it's very rare for two number ones to go against each other. I think the Remus Repeal Reserve is really the only one that can battle this one. Like, this is the one where Old Carter's really got to step up.
Because I thought it was going to be the barrel, and it kind of smoked the barrel pretty quick for me. But the flavor profiles were different. These flavor profiles should be somewhat similar.
Somewhat more similar, yes.
I mean, we have a high rye bourbon, a 28% rye, but we're getting a 95.5 rye mash bill going against it. So,
and these are really both blends of older whiskey.
Yes. So it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So Gabe's poured us the A and the B. He's handing it over. This is going to set up the final pour matchup. Who's going to go against the Weller 12? We have our A's.
Smells nice.
Oh my God, such a nice nose on that one.
Oh my God.
Pretty similar nose on that one. All right. I think Gabe's poured the same thing in all four just to fuck with us.
Nice gaggle.
So, Scott, how do you think this is going to play out before we get into it?
You know, I don't really know. But what's really cool is that when we smelled it, we couldn't discern too many differences between the two.
Well, I've just sipped both, and I can't tell you which is which.
Oh, not interesting.
Yet. Not yet. I'm going to throw a little bit of water at each one right away, just trying to open up some flavors because they both hit me so similar. You get a lot of mint on B.
You're getting mint on B.
I am. Wait, maybe A. Hold on.
Oh, there is some mint on B. That's true.
No, I'm getting mint on A.
Yeah, but I would say there was more mint on A.
Absolutely. Yeah. And some more herbaceous leather and tobacco notes at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, that's so good. Jesus Christ, it's good. I'm not a religious man, but I think I just became one.
I don't know which one the Remus is, but it's tasting better than it was in the last round. It's stronger. Like when it struggled for me in the last round,
because
remember, I picked against it in the last round.
Mm, yeah. B is sort of oaky. It's oaky and it's got a bit of cinnamon, tiny bit of mint, but that might be residual from the A. It's sweeter.
It's really good.
I would say.
God, the B is so good, but the A is really strong.
Right. So the
B. Shit, I drank all my B trying it.
Oh, that's a shame. That never happens. The B has that cherry note that I picked last time thinking I was picking the Four Roses. And so that makes me think that B might be the Remus. Hmm. And the mint on the A makes me feel like that might be the Old Carter. And yet, they're both fantastic.
I'm not surprised that one of them is holding up really well because I expected the Old Carter to be good. The Remus is just hitting better than it did against the Four Roses, and I'm not sure why.
I know, it's interesting.
I don't understand how I can choose the Four Roses over it, and now I'm struggling against the Old Carter, which I like much better than the Four Roses. It's just very strange.
Yeah, I think it's some of the compatibility or not between the two whiskeys that are matching up together because of the way we're tasting them.
All right, I think I'm getting close. I've had to deconstruct the flavor profiles down to the most minute, and there's just something slightly better in the finish from one of them.
Neither of these tastes particularly hot. Mm. I think in the previous rounds, the Old Carter was tasting a little bit fiery.
Ow.
See,
I have Ed's decision.
I made a decision. I went with my gut.
If
I hadn't pulled the trigger, I could have sat here for another 5 minutes.
And with Ed's gut, you know it's a definitive distinction.
It's a decisive gut.
Yes.
Decisive gut. That was my alt metal band in college.
Oh, my God.
Decisive gut.
Scott is still
reeling. Know what? I think I know which one I want to pick, but I do want to give the one I'm not going to pick a little bit more of a chance.
Yeah. It was
I made
a little bit of a gut decision, but like I said,
and that's fine.
I could have meandered on a little bit.
Yeah. I'm going to drop a couple drops of water and then I will render.
Where are you heading with these? I mean, are you getting different taste distinctions or is something jumping out at you or?
Yeah. So the noses were very similar, but the tastes really aren't. And A is more herbaceous and dill and, I mean, I want to say it, rye spice.
Yeah.
And the B is more baking spices and more graham cracker and cherry.
And I think because it's playing off the spicy rye profile of the first one, it's coming up very clean and delicious and caramel and traditional bourbon flavors.
I mean, I will say that the Remus 7 is a really delicious bourbon for me.
Right.
And high rye and has that cherry that I like.
Yeah.
And the Old Carter doesn't have that cherry, but it has all those earthy elements
that you love, the spice and all.
I keep folding it 9 times. Sorry, Gib.
We have a decision.
Yes. Is it a unanimous decision?
It is a unanimous decision.
So we both picked.
You both picked A.
And A was.
Old Carter.
Whoa!
He said the Remus, I would have fallen off my chair. So the Old Carter wins in the finals against the Weller. And I have to tell you, it's going to be completely different flavor profiles.
Oh, my God.
And so
it's exciting.
We're going to take a quick break.
Yep.
We're going to eat some Szechuan. And then we're going to come back.
We're all confused here because there's no Szechuan in my apartment.
Well, I mean, you know, they could deliver. So anyway, we'll be right back with this year's 2024's final pour.
Woo!
You could cut it with a knife.
whispers. We've got our dreams, we must defend. And we know what we represent.
All right, we are back for the final pour, the Weller 12-year, and the Old Carter Batch 11 Rye.
I mean, I don't remember the last time two ones ended up in the final. I don't remember we've had two iconic brands like this in the finals.
Honestly, I don't think it's ever happened.
I think our minions of fans are sitting on the edge of their seat. Like, this is unbelievable. And I have to tell you, I wonder what an antique 107 would do here with a little extra proof. Like, I wish we had a bottle of that, but Lord knows we can't get it in New Jersey because you hate us in the north. But we're pleased to have the Weller 12. And once again, I nod my head towards the West Hampton Liquors, who allowed me to buy this for a very reasonable price, $79. Though I did have to buy two George Dickel 8-years for $30, which was part of their allocation. Yeah. They made delicious Manhattans. That was a great whiskey.
They tickled your dickle.
They did. For about $140, I got three bottles of whiskey when the liquor store right down the road from them wanted $225 for just the Weller 12.
Yeah.
So I felt pretty pleased when I got it, and we did a quick taste on it, which was great. And now here it is, many months later, in the final pour against like a unicorn brand, the Old Carter, which lives in the shadows, more myth than real.
Yeah.
Like, can you find it? Can you get it? Go back and listen to the quick taste of it if you want to hear how I got peer pressured into buying it in the first place. yeah, would definitely. I buy another one? I absolutely would. It has done nothing but perform.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really surprised that the Weller 12-year is here. I think the only really hard matchup that it has was the Elmer T. Lee in round three that we thought maybe their similarities would, I don't know, wash each other out.
I mean, they're distillery mates on top of everything else.
Exactly. But the Remus Repeal Reserve, the Old Carter, that was a matchup between different blending techniques, different blending barrels. Yeah. One was a bourbon, one was a rye. Old Carter has absolutely distinguished itself as the best whiskey, the whiskey to beat in this tournament. And Weller 12-year has a really tough road right here in this final round.
The only thing I'm surprised about is how close the Remus came. After I picked against it, against the Four Roses, which I found to be just a tad better for me.
Yeah, it was really weird because I had been picking against the Remus the entire time up till that moment when I thought I was picking the Four Roses, but was picking the Remus anyway.
Right. So here we are.
Yeah. Are we ready now?
Ready.
Gabe, please.
Oh my gosh, the final pour. Here we go, everybody.
Final pour.
If you guys aren't hard, there's a problem.
I mean, we're all at least semi at this point.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, you are excited.
Somebody is. Handing over the A's.
The A's.
Oh.
Really good nose. Wow. But I expect good noses all the way around.
Handing over the B's. The nosing is taking place.
These both smell tremendous.
Scott said they both smell tremendous.
They do.
Ed said they do. Why am I talking like that? I don't know.
Okay, so I think on the previous rounds, these were very expressive on the nose. So it's confusing a little bit.
Is the factor of having tasted and smelled so many in short periods of time affecting your decision right now?
I mean,
we took a decent break. Yeah. I feel like I'm recharged. I'm hitting these pretty fresh. But it's a good point.
Sometimes the palate and the nose get a little burned out when you do too many.
Again, when Old Carter is in the mix, the one that punches you in the face, I have to think that that's the Old Carter. Yeah. A is so smooth.
It's delicious.
It's so scrumptious, as Ed said in the previous round. It's what a bourbon should be.
Mm-hmm. Can I have some more A before I even finish it? Because I'm going to need more. What's really difficult is they all have attributes that are different. I put water in both, but I put a little extra one in this one because one being a higher proof, I wanted to bring it down.
Yeah.
With a little bit closer.
Yeah, the B is definitely tasting a little hotter.
Yeah.
And hotter than earlier. So I'm going to put water in that one, but not in the other one.
Right.
So and just to see if I can even out the proof.
And because I think it might open up some more flavors and really give it a good test. We're going to take our time with these because this is the final pour and it's very important. Oh, that helped a little bit.
Ooh.
And the A is so good.
Oh my God, I was just going to say the same thing about B. Even with water, it's so good. These are extraordinary whiskeys. Oh, Ed's got his pen out.
I don't have a...
Where's your slip? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't put out the slips.
We don't have slips. I'm just going to draw it on my hand and show Gabe.
No, I will print out slips. We'll be right back.
Oh my God. Unofficial. Okay, we need a paper tally.
Exactly.
3:28 a.m.
All right, so I printed out the official scorecards. I mean, these are needed for record retention.
We put it in the archives, and then when the distilleries complain, we show them all the paperwork.
Right, exactly.
Right, then Elmer T. Lee show up, and we're like, okay, here's how it broke down. This is what we said.
Here's what happened.
When the IRS shows up, we're like, we made no money. They're like, okay, and they just leave.
No, frankly, that took so long that I forget what I tasted. All right, so I'm going to really quick remind myself which is A and B.
I've never had more of a 1A and a 1B. Well, no, I'm not going to do that because the, wait, which one was the real hard one? The one I said was the hardest ever?
Oh, the Weller and the Elmer T. Lee.
No, it was one right after that. Oh,
it was the Remus.
Oh, Remus and the Four Roses.
Yeah.
That was the toughest one I've ever done. This was not that tough, but my God, the one I didn't choose is such a good whiskey.
I mean, there's no losers here tonight.
Well, Gabe, you're here, so.
Oh, shit.
Shade. Yeah.
Right, I'm wondering if Siobhan gets credit every time we use her shade drop in.
You know, I hate the way that. You know, I don't.
No, it's great on that. What are you talking about?
You sound great.
Shade.
The thing is, Siobhan wants credit for every episode we use that on, so she's going to have like 70 episodes by the time she's done.
Siobhan's saying that she's like Peter Brady in that Brady Bunch episode.
It's time to change. It's time to rearrange.
All right. Gabriel has both decisions. And
I will be surprised if it's not unanimous because one is a little bit better, but my God, the other one is good.
Gabe, is it a unanimous decision?
It is a unanimous decision.
All right. Me and Scott in the final B, I'm so excited.
Both picked B.
Yeah, so B. And B was...
How long was the last drum roll from the...
I'll put it in however long you want it to be.
Close to 20 seconds, the last
20 seconds? All right.
Okay. The old Carter.
Won the tournament. It was a superior whiskey.
It really was. It was really hard to beat.
I go back to that day in Benash when I was peer pressured into buying it. And I have to tell you, I feel like I'm doing like an Oscar speech. I was, you know, as a young man coming up and being peer pressured into buying a whiskey, I never dreamed that whiskey would one day grow up and win the tournament.
Someone please cut his microphone off. Somebody get Matt Damon up here.
So the old Carter, Bachelor of Rye, has won the 2024 Whiskey Madness, the final pour, and it deserved it. It was exceptional. Scott, what do you think?
When we picked the whiskeys for this tournament,
I
did not think that the Old Carter was just going to storm the competition.
Right.
Until we tasted it in round one. And that's when I knew that this was the whiskey to beat. On paper, just looking at the bracket, I definitely thought that the Remus was going to be there.
Yep.
I definitely thought the Weller 12-year was going to be here, and it was. So those three whiskeys, the Kinsey was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, the Kinsey's the biggest surprise in the final pour.
Just ended up being a little overmatched in its semifinal round, but Old Carter absolutely deserved
I feel like the Kinsey was a whiskey that overachieved, and then if this had been a basketball tournament, they would have lost like 70 to 47. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the Weller blew it out the arena, but
they did.
Up until that point, it performed very well.
Yeah.
Now, once again, I know you can pay $200 for Weller 12-year, but you shouldn't. The old Carter showed it was worth it. It was delicious. And thanks so much, everyone, for joining. I know that our fans really enjoy the Whiskey Madness.
Always a lot of fun.
Year 5 is done, and we'll be back to a regular schedule next month.
Yeah. Thank you, Gabe, for refereeing.
Thanks so much. Gabe was here.
Great time again, like
family
always.
Family duress and everything else. He's found a way to be here. And I think this is the first year Gabe was here for every single pour.
Yeah, it was. No hologram game this year.
I want to thank you so much, Gabe, for being here, and Scott for all your prep work, and Siobhan for all her support. So for the Whiskey Tangent Podcast, I'm Ed.
I'm Scott.
I am Gabe.
And I'm Siobhan.
Cheers, everybody.
Later.
Just just gonna take that? Or will you fucking fight back? You ain't never ever gonna break it. You can never beat them and they're better than you face it. Thinking that they give a damn, you're not thinking straight, kid. No, they don't give a damn, you got what I'm saying? I'm not fucking playing, I'll give it to you straight, man. There's too many others and you're not that great, man. Stop what you're saying, stop what you're making. Everybody here knows that you just fake it.